will the dinner table look like in 30 years' time? Some scientists say instead of a Sunday roast, we'll be having some Sunday night Beatles instead. To keep our consumption habits sustainable, humans in 2050 might be eating insects. To talk more about this, let's bring in Professor Yohannes Lekoutre from the University of New South Wales. Professor, welcome. Tell us, do you really think insects could be the foods of the future?
Thank you for having me. My pleasure. So insects are already eaten by about 2 billion people worldwide around the globe, not exclusively, but clearly as a part of their regular diet. So insects are not that unusual. What I'm always saying to get folks accommodated with the what we call the yuck factor, shrimps and insects are very similar biological entities, if you will, good protein, and the only difference is basically one live in the water and the other live are terrestrial animals, if you will. So there is nothing wrong with eating insects.
I hear you, but the thought of instead of eating a prawn, eating a cockroach. Do you really think Australians are ready for this?
No, not yet. not yet. What we would need to rely on initially, I suppose, is good processing to make something like chips or anything like that, or just a seasoning for other meals to provide protein.
You're from Europe. It must have a highly developed palate. Tell me, what are the insects that you really like?
The insects that are eaten by people around the globe are crickets, cockroaches, mealworms. Many insects are edible, but I would say those three are the main representatives. If you're then asking me which ones I really like, I do have to admit I have eaten all of them. I can tell you, if you go to Singapore, you can buy canned cockroaches with a spicy tomato sauce, and they are actually quite tasty, and you have something to eat and to munch on.
Professor, as you say, I think 2050 is a way away from us. I think it will take 30 years' time before Australians may gravitate towards insects, but it's an interesting concept. I thank you for your time.
I thank you very much. Thank you.